Welcome to The Good Stuff with the Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President, CEO of The Wine Growers. We are here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
And a lot of that today.
I know, and today is a very, very big day, so let's explain why.
I know. So we should just let everyone know we did pre-record this episode. We don't always do that because we are in the middle of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience in the heart of Healdsburg in here in Sonoma County. It's our third annual event. And even our producer, I think Michelle, is roaming around currently somewhere right now drinking wine and enjoying the grand tasting. So we are all there in the midst of it while you're listening to this, and would encourage you to check out our website and you can maybe still join us for a few things along the way. But yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah, really big deal. Third year running, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, more and more events. There are things Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So it started for Sonoma County Wine Growers on Wednesday because we host the Sommtrack sommeliers coming in from around the country with Ray Isle, executive wine editor from Food & Wine Magazine, who's just an awesome human being. And so we literally have wine education, farm education, mm-hmm. most importantly, vineyard education happening with the Somms. And so we do that and did do that Wednesday through Friday. And then we sort of bring the Somms into the rest of the event, and they work the seminars, tour the grand tasting, help the chefs, and then they will get to enjoy it with all of us, the big Magnum party tonight with Guy Fieri.
So where do these Somms come from? They're from all over the country. And
yes.
Have many of them not been to Sonoma County before?
It's a mix. So for this event in particular, we have a small group of Somms. I think this year it's 8 who have been here for the first 2 years. I would call our regulars. It's nice to have some folks that know how it all works so they can kind of hit the ground running. And then I say every year, but this is only our third year. So I guess we have 3 data points. So we well have a trend line now. Every year, we also invite another, 12 to 15 Somms who have not participated in the Healdsburg event. It's been a mix if they've been to Sonoma County before. But it's their first time to sort of do this program of this immersion where they get, education and also get to enjoy the event. So, and we did a really fun seminar I just have to kind of brag about. Mm-hmm. And I can't take the credit. It actually came from a seminar we did with Landry's Restaurants and their concept with Scott Tarwater, who's one of their Somms, and Keith Goldston, who is a master sommelier. I think he was 47th in the world to get his MS certificate. So he's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Scott and
knows a lot.
Scott's awesome. So they, at their GM conference, they did a junk food and wine seminar. Which anyone that knows me knows I love junk food, especially on the salty side junk food, like potato chips, popcorn, french fries, you name it. I'm all in. I'm a big fan. And so Keith and Scott did this with their GMs and with some international franchisee owners. And so we kind of stole the concept. So Keith helped us kick it off, kind of taught us how to do it, how to do the pairing. And then we put folks in small groups, the Somms in small groups. They literally had to pull out of a hat what their savory snack was going to be and what their sweet snack was going to be. And then we had 14 wines that they had to choose from to create the perfect pairing, right? Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was all wines that are not the top 7 varietals of wine. So top 7 grapes we grow here. So no Chardonnay, no Pinot. It was some Italian varietals, which we will bring us to our guests today. See, slowly getting us into our guests today. But some really fun varietals. And so anyway, and then they got to present their pairing for judgment with the expert panel, which was Keith Goldston and Ray Isle. And the non-expert panel, which is Amy G, who we've been doing a bunch of stuff with from the San Francisco Giants, with Sean Sundberg, who's our partner at John Deere. And then Joey Scaldini, who writes for People.com and is a contributor on the Today Show. So there are non-expert panel. And so it was a whole junk food, diversity of wine, smackdown, judgment fest, hurrah fun.
And what
I can't reveal because we're pre-recording,
so
I can't reveal the results yet.
Okay.
But there might be a really amazing giant prize floating around Healdsburg somewhere for the winning team. That's somewhat obnoxious.
Okay.
As any good prize should be if
like
you win something like that.
Like a giant inflatable gummy bear something like that on a stick?
I mean, it was kind of like if you did all that, what would you want to do? Like you might want to brush your teeth.
Ah, okay.
So like if you had a really giant obnoxious toothbrush, you would feel like a winner, right? That's what I'm thinking.
Would you?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of like pride in that. So it was kind of like, what could we get that would be so obnoxious?
Now I'm just really wondering where one finds a giant.
You know, you can really find anything on the internet.
Well, yes. So very true.
Very true.
Okay. Well,
that's exciting.
This is a lot to think about. I look forward to the results, maybe to be announced next time, next show.
And we have a great show today, which I teed up by mentioning Italian varietals. And so we are going to introduce the Orsi family when we come back from this break.
Welcome back to The Good Stuff, your junk food channel.
Right?
Yes, we got into some interesting stuff there in our intro, Carissa.
Right.
But
I mean, I think it's easy for Psalms to like show their chops when they're literally pairing like fish with wine steak with wine.
Yeah, you got to make them work.
You got to make them work. So, yeah. I mean, like what goes with a Twinkie? You got to figure that one out.
Well, make them work and make them relax.
And relax.
Right?
And realize that wine's fun.
Wine is fun. They're in Sonoma County. Yeah. So many great wines to be had here. So we come back to our guests that we have been holding out on. We are here today with Bernie Orsi, owner, proprietor of Orsi Family Vineyards, and Mark Orsi, general manager of Orsi Family Vineyards. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So you sort of alluded to the Italian varieties. Orsi is all about Italian varieties. Tell us a little bit about just the history of Orsi family.
The history of the Orsi family.
Bernie's like, where do
I
start?
Yeah, let's just go back.
That goes back a ways. The Orsi family is basically immigrants. My parents were both immigrants to this country from Italy and one from Brazil. And my dad's parents and family were from Lucca. And my mother's family was from Ischia, which is the island right next door to Capri off of the coast of Naples.
Wow.
And they hooked up in Southern California about 100 years ago. And I came along 80 years ago. And that's basically a thumbnail of how we got here to begin with.
Right.
I grew up in Southern California in San Pedro because all of our family was in the fishing business. And they had tuna boats and sardine boats and everything like that. And then I left and went to St. Mary's College in Moraga, where I stayed and met my future wife, who was at Dominican College in San Rafael. And I never went back, and that was it. Mark came along in 66.
Oh,
jeez. I just stepped
off his
age.
You're not supposed to tell everybody that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Lord. I told him by.
Wow.
We've been wondering, Bernie, so thanks for clearing that up for us.
There it is.
I think we should probably have a rule that when parents and kids are on together, there's no revealing of ages.
They were supposed to sort that out before the show. So, I mean, if that didn't happen.
He was prematurely gray when he was born. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
there we go.
And then in 1990, we bought a place up in Healdsburg on Mill Creek Road, which was an old cattle ranch owned by the Dahlgren family. And shortly thereafter, I started planting grapes. And the typical suspects, Cabernet, Chardonnay. And then I just out of the clue, when, you know, we're talking to some of my friends, and I decided to plant some Sangiovese. And that was the beginning of planting 13 Italian varietals on the property, which we now grow and make wine out of, some of which is here today for you to try out. About 10 or 12 years ago, the old Geyser Peak facility, which was then owned by the Terlato Company, was for sale. And so it had a vineyard right next to town. So I bought that and leased it to to Geyser Peak, which was owned by Accolade from Australia. COVID hit, they decided to take a hike, and so we ended up with a winery and a tasting room looking at a big vacancy. We had been making these wines in a barn, you know, and just selling them to whoever would buy them, friends and family, and then we drank the rest. So that made it a lot
like a good Italian family.
That made it a lot easier. Yeah. That's one of the great things about the wine business. You know, you can drink it. If you were in the tire business, what would you do with the tires you didn't sell?
No,
you know,
never,
be a tough deal. So
great point.
That's basically, we started making. Mark had an opportunity to be available, so he took over running the place. And now we have a winemaker, Bill Guadagnini, whose parents are longtime residents of Dry Creek. His dad made the gondolas, the aluminum gondolas that everybody uses. And so we got, that's what's going on over there. And tasting room is open. And there you are.
So I was just going to ask, how did you decide what varieties you were going to plant, what Italian varieties?
Well, initially it was availability. There weren't a lot of Italian varietals available. And then, as you know, I didn't want to have stuff everybody had, you know, because the whole objective here is to try to be different and offer somebody that walks in the tasting room a different experience. We're right at the end of Pinot Alley, so by the time you get through going down West Side Road, if you're not Pinot'd to death, you know, at $100 a bottle, you know, you're something happened to you. So, we just want to have a place where people could come in and try something different, you know, just something a little different. So, and these wines and grapes all do very, very well in this area. I mean, it's remarkable how similar, you know, Sonoma County is to the average Italian appellation. It's the weather-wise. Just the grapes just do very, very well. Mm-hmm. Even when we get Italian visitors, they comment on the fact that this is a very genuine product, even though it's grown and made in Sonoma County. So so basically the varieties came as they came. Chopatino was a very rare one. I got that one through a friend of mine, John Holdridge.
Oh yeah,
Was making it. Because Gallo had about an acre of it out in near Sebastopol at that their big ranch, the Laguna Ranch. Mm-hmm. They since torn that out, but I was able to get some cuttings and we planted it and got the Chopatino. And now we're working on a couple of new ones. There's a nursery that's starting to import and quarantine and work on planting some new Italian varietals, so we'll see what the future has to bear.
It's very exciting. Yeah,
it is exciting. So, Mark,
yes.
Young Mark.
Exactly. Non-gray, yes.
Non-gray, exactly. Yeah. Young Mark. So, I mean, growing up, you grew up with vineyards. So what was that like?
And sort of.
I knew you didn't like run into the vineyard business. So maybe you should explain kind of a little bit of your history and background.
I worked independent of the family business for about 30 years, all in finance. Mm-hmm. And about 6 years ago, I made the switch over to the vineyard business at the time. The winery came along about 3 years into that span of 6 years, and it's been an interesting last 3 years.
Timing was really good there.
If it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. Exactly. Now it's been 3 years at the winery and tasting room, and it's been good. I mean, you know, overall, I think for a startup brand and startup label, we see some very positive things happening, and you know, we have a story to tell each time you come in. It's different. It's not the same offering. So, it is a little bit of a struggle sometimes, but people for the most part really enjoy the experience, really enjoy the environment, really enjoy the setting. And we try very hard to do a lot of different things, to entice people to come and to try and build, you know, what we have going as far as a club and almost a family to an extent is what we like to think. So, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, do you still have family in Italy, and have they tried these wines?
We have a cousin in Ischia who we found on a trip back there, but we didn't have the wine at the time.
Okay.
So I'll have to get it to him. So.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned
I mean, if you need me to go to Italy and deliver it, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah. You should hear the story. You should have him tell the story of how we met this cousin.
I've heard a little bit of this, and I want to hear
the inspiration behind a lot of the wines that we make today was this trip we made to Ischia in search of him. You know, kind of like the movies, but it kind of turned out. So maybe you should...
Yeah, Bernie. Can we hear about this?
We went back to try to see what we could find. And when we went to Ischia, there were very few automobiles. So these guys would give you a tour in a golf carts, you know, elongated golf carts. And when the ferry got in there, they just attack everybody that comes off the ferry, you know. So one guy commandeered me, and I said, well, I think there were 12 of us or 14 of us. And I said, oh, no problem. We just use three cars. No, so I told him, as we started our tour, I told him that my relatives were from Ischia, and he said, I told him the name and so on, and he was not familiar with it, didn't recognize it. So I said, well, I'm just wondering, I might have some, because it's a very small island. If you saw the Stanley Tucci series on Finding Italy, he went there. And, of course, he went to the famous place where, you know, they have the rabbits under the restaurant, which is on the hill. And they open up this little...
They're not pets.
When you go in and you say you want a rabbit, they go in and they take one out and...
Yeah.
And you have rabbit.
They're not pets.
Within 45 minutes, you have fresh rabbit.
Oh.
But so anyway.
That is a whole farm to table experience. I'm not sure I want.
Taking it to another level.
Yeah,
but anyway, he said, if anybody knows anything, it'll be the fishermen. So we walked down this long pier, and these guys were sitting there sewing their nets, and these old yakking with each other, you know. And he's asking them if they had heard of this family, and No. And then this one guy looks up at me and he says in Italian, "Questo qui rassomiglia Gianpietro," which means I resemble the guy that he knew there named John Peter.
Huh.
So the guy said, well, let's go find him. And sure enough, that took us up and we went to the place, and it was kind of like a shack, you know. And we knocked. These guys were all little kids, and we knocked on the door. And
Mark was still gray, though.
Yeah,
for the record.
I was 12.
The soul man comes to the door, and I try to talk to him in my broken Italian, you know, and he doesn't know anything about what I'm trying to say. So before we turn around and leave, the guy driving the little cab that we had, you know, he's pounding on him. Oh, you got to know him. So he says, wait a minute. So he goes in the back of his house, comes out with this photograph, and he says, do you know this guy? Well, it was my grandfather.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And that was his brother.
Oh, my gosh.
So that did it. Right off the bat, he was ready to have a big party. He was going to go
family reunion.
Get chickens and, you know, ready to. But we had to leave, so we were able to do that. But in the process... He was growing this Biancolella grape all over the place. It was hanging everywhere. So he had a big tank of it that he had just made the wine. So he gave us a bottle of that wine to take with us. And that's where we started with Biancolella.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't really get any better than that.
Right? I told you it was a good story.
Yeah.
But I mean, put it into context, too. I mean, I think it was more like 18 people, but we transcend on this little old man's house in the middle of Ischia up in the hills, and we're all getting out walking around, and
we're from America.
Italian.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, no,
I mean, we're family.
It's surreal. And
that is a movie.
Yeah, it was like a movie. Yeah, it really was.
I love that story, though. So, okay, so, and he was just making the wine for himself.
Yeah, he made it for himself. And when characteristically, he had to call his friend over because in Italy, they use these big casks. All the families make their own wine. That's the whole idea of this thing. It's a family wine. I mean, we're not trying to be a big operation or hundreds of thousands of cases or all that. And just having fun making wine that people like and so on. But we went in there, and you know what they do to keep the air off the wine is they put olive oil on top of the wine in the tank.
Wow.
Now, the oil and wine do not mix. because the wine is
heavier.
As
the saying goes, it's legit, right?
And so when they tap exactly. the bottom, just the wine comes out, but no air can get to the wine because the oil essentially acts as a sealant.
Cap it, yeah.
Very interesting. I was fascinated by that. I
wow.
figured if you did that here, you'd probably have a mess on your hands, you know. But
yeah.
Anyway, so that's how it started. And so I could not find the cuttings anywhere. And then Nova Vine over here in Sonoma had a connection up at Davis, and they had two or three plants of this that they were propagating. So we got the wood there and brought it down and grafted it.
Wow. So is there any other grown that you know
I'm not aware of any.
I was going to say,
I think there's a few that have popped up now.
A sense, because you've made it popular.
Correct, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but I think no true single varieties are made of that wine.
Yeah.
It's blended everywhere else it's grown. So,
do you get a lesson on how to pronounce the wine names when you come to the tasting room?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. You have to pay attention, though.
Right? I would need that, for sure.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we will start our Italian lesson.
Very good.
Welcome back to The Good Stuff. We're here with Bernie Orsi and Mark Orsi of Orsi Family Vineyards. And when we left, we were talking about your amazing time in Italy, kind of the inspiration for growing so many of these Italian varieties. And then now you have a tasting room and a visitor experience. And I think Elvis plays into that somewhere.
I know. I was going to say, I know. Why are we listening to Elvis as we come
tell
in?
Us so you, more
yeah,
about
on the break, you were mentioning this Elvis impersonator coming. So what the heck? And how do we join?
Well, you know, you can
sing
just,
along.
You're more than welcome to sing along for sure. We started doing a summer concert series a couple of years ago when we opened the tasting room. It was kind of a carryover from when Geyser Peak was there. We thought it was an event that translated well, so we carried that along. And so this year we were approached by a gentleman who has performed this Elvis routine a few times, including up in Reno to about 500 people. So he actually is pretty legit.
Yeah.
He claimed he could fill the place up. He's a friend of the family. So, I mean, we were a little bit suspect, but sure enough, tickets went on sale a couple weeks ago and he's already sold about 100 tickets or so. So we're moving right along, and it'll be on August 17th. Elvis nice. Will be making an appearance in Healdsburg.
Yeah. Elvis in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
So, and they buy tickets at the winery's
website? OrsiFamilyVineyards.com or Talk. Yeah, it'll take you to Talk, typically what we use for reservations.
O-R-S-I, OrsiFamilyVineyards.com.
Correct, yes.
Well, that's pretty dang fun. So what else?
Yeah, one of the many highlights of visiting your tasting room, right?
I know,
you have a beautiful deck outside, so that's a great place to watch a show on the lawn.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about kind of what you offer when visitors come.
So typically we have two tastings. We just have a regular wine tasting, and then we offer more of an elevated tasting with a charcuterie plate as well. Tastings are from 10:30 to 4:30 every day. I'm sorry, 5 days a week. We're closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And we typically greet guests with a little splash of sparkling, and then we proceed to introduce five Italian varieties to them while they're there.
Nice.
And we serve a little bread and olive oil if you are just going with a regular tasting to kind of cleanse your palate. We also make olive oil. We have over 100 trees planted at the home ranch, so we do make olive oil as well. And it's great. You know, we have a little Italian music playing in the background. And we have the vineyard. We're set right amongst the vineyards. And literally, we're not even a half mile from town. So it's really an escape, even though you are so close to town. You could walk or ride your bike. People have done that and still do that. But
or take the trolley?
Well, yeah, I was wondering. The trolley.
The trolley will be making an appearance again in the Memorial Day Parade in Healdsburg.
Okay.
I mean, I have photos. Bernie, of you driving tractor with a trolley through Healdsburg.
Yeah, the trolley. You know, the problem I have is all my ideas end up on the shelf, you know, so it's beautiful little trolley we made out of an old grape gondola.
Yeah, it's
an old 5-ton grape gondola, which's got a story of its own. And there it sits in the thing, you know. But what are you going to do?
No, it's become the like an Instagram spot where people go snap a photo and, you know.
Well, I do have to say, I mean, we've actually had you pick up Psalms.
We did.
Yeah.
At the hotel in Healdsburg and trolley them over.
I'm like, do I say tractor them over?
Yeah. Trolley them over.
And everybody waves. To the tasting room.
Oh, it's amazing.
Everybody's happy. And,
yeah.
It's a sight.
You did it with our Ag Center once, too, our sort of folks that come in from around the country and help support us thinking through agriculture here. So, no, and that's a huge highlight.
It is. It was fun.
So, Bernie, it does get used.
Yeah. Well.
And when it does get used, it's incredibly special. So,
yes, that's what's good about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And also a great photo opportunity.
Yes. They were crammed in there.
There was a lot crammed in there.
16 Psalms crammed in there.
Yeah.
So, talk a little bit about that, you know, the five varieties that you sort of start with.
Changes. It does change. We have 11 different varieties, and they kind of rotate. Right now, we're sold out of Sangiovese, sold out of Barbera. And getting close on Montepulciano. We're in the process of bottling and preparing for the next release, but so we've pivoted away from those, which are traditional things we pour, because they're ones that people recognize. Those are the more common varieties that you see in the United States. So nowadays, if you were there, you'd probably taste a little Nebbiolo, a little Sagrantino, Schioppettino.
Yep.
Let's see. We have always are serving the Biancalela, which is our white from Ischia, maybe a little Primitivo, something like that.
Yeah.
Those are some of the ones, yeah.
And do you still sell grapes to other producers? Or because you started out sort of more on the grape growing side before you decided to start your own brand.
Yes.
So does that continue? Do you sell grapes?
We don't sell any of our Italian varietals to anyone. We use them all ourselves. Just sell our other, it's Pinot, Chardonnay, Cabernets.
Okay. And those all come from the home ranch?
No. Yeah, well, they come from the different ranches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have ranches in Sonoma County as well as Mendocino County.
Okay. Got it. Spread around.
Yes, a little spread around. Yes, very spread around to be.
But what I love, because we were talking as we started the show about our diversity seminar we're doing with the Psalms, but I know I can always call you and get something very different.
Yeah, we did the Schioppettino last year. I loved it. Yeah.
You're doing
Biancalela this year. Yeah.
Yes, you are. I know. I need my Italian. I know. You're doing that wine. I'm pointing to it and stuff because that's how good my Italian is. I know. I'm bad at Spanish, bad at Italian. 3 years of high school French that I've done nothing with. So, you know, college German did me no good.
German?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Okay, so explain. Wow. Explain the Riesling classification system.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, no.
They didn't teach you that.
They did not teach me. And supposedly I was conversational when I graduated, which is not at all the case. I ended up now. So that was a fleeting moment. Very, very fleeting moment to get a grade. So
I'm curious to know, like, have you, you know, since you've opened the tasting room and sort of been introducing so many of these different wines to people, are they becoming more popular? Are people becoming, you know, more well-versed in these types of varieties from Italy?
Yes. I'd say they're becoming more popular. Whether or not they're well-versed, I'm not exactly sure. People do really enjoy them. They are a departure from the normal things that they drink, you know, things that are more common to Dry Creek these days, like Cab or Zin or Sauvignon Blanc. Mm-hmm. But the departure in by no means means that they don't like them. They come in, they really enjoy them. They're so different. They're fun and unique for them. So they've gained in popularity. We've seen other wineries now planting Italians and trying to produce at least one Italian variety or a blend, you know, some kind of blend. So there is some, you know, uptick in popularity, which is great. I mean, that's what we want to promote. We want to continue to promote the Italian varieties to get people more comfortable with them and more versed in them so that they come in and they say, hey, I'd like to have that Schioppettino again. That would blow us away.
Say that a little slower.
Schioppettino.
Okay, thank you.
I love Schioppettino. And I used to love Holtridge's Schioppettino. I mean, that was the only one I knew for a long time.
Yeah,
so, yeah, the connection is interesting.
And I do think really great to have the different varietals for a younger audience who really, really like to just experiment and find sort of their, kind of choose their own adventure when it comes to wine. Yeah. I mean, they maybe enjoy the classics, but also are looking to you know, really explore
for sure
and find something that they love.
The Bianca Leyla, the white, and we have a white called Fiano.
Yeah, which I've had, which I really like.
And
that.
Easier to
I
say.
Really like and like, well. I know.
Yeah, that's why you like it.
Maybe Whatever, Mark.
Uh-huh.
But the younger, I mean, they're really approachable wines, easy to drink, and people. Yeah.
And great food wines, too.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's such a love for Italy and such a love for Italian food. And I mean, Stanley Tucci is certainly celebrating that, and people are starting to feel, hopefully, like they know and are more interested in Italian wines, because it's never made sense to me that Sonoma County didn't have more Italian varieties, given the history and the heritage here. But so, Bernie, you did it.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
I think you're doing
years
it,
ago,
probably.
There were more, and they were replaced by what became the valley became known for, at least Dry Creek Valley and Zinfandel and some of the
and
other
Cabernet.
Sauvignon Blanc, for sure. Blanc. Yeah, it's true.
So it's almost a return to the way it was at one point in time when Italians settled there years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think we have to take a quick break, but I've been staring at the wine that I can't pronounce, so I think at least I should be able to drink it, and that might help my pronunciation.
I think you have to be able to pronounce it before you're allowed to drink it, so we'll work on it on the break.
I'll practice on the break. Okay, sounds good. We are back on the good stuff, and as I promised right before the break, we're actually going to try the wine, the Bianca
Leyla.
That. Poor Bernie's like, all my Italian ancestors are rolling over.
The bottle is open.
You know what? It doesn't matter how you say it. It matters that it's delicious is going to be how I feel about that.
I think once you have a sip or two, it's just going to roll off.
It's going to, right? I think, well, I mean, thank goodness you then started with me, because clearly.
Yes.
Immediately. So,
thank
as Mark
you.
Is pouring.
All right, so you mentioned...
Pausing for the sip. Okay, yeah.
Can you say it yet?
No, stop it. I don't like this pressure.
Well, then let's talk about the other whites mentioned already was the Fiano.
Yeah.
What other whites
Fiano.
Do you have?
Yeah, let's talk about the Fiano.
Yes, the Fiano.
See, I can say that one.
Do you make Greco or...
No, those are the only two Italian whites that we have right now. But we are looking at adding a third. We've looked at Vermentino and Falanghina, and there's a few others that are out there. We just haven't made a decision yet. We were kind of hoping to add a white from northern Italy, and there's just not a lot to choose from, so we have to continue to do a search there.
So have you had other growers and come ask for Budwood from all of you?
Couple, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's happened. As we've kind of poked around, there is one grower that has Norello Moscalese, which is an interesting grape from the Sicily, Etna region of Sicily.
Delicious,
Is his name Bill?
His name is not Bill.
Okay.
I don't think. Yes. I can't remember his
asking
first name.
For a friend. I don't know.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
No, I just didn't.
Was that like a random guess? Is his name
I don't
Bill,
know.
Or?
I just know one of our growers we've had on who has a lot of different grape varieties planted, just really into that. So I was just curious. Anyway, nothing. Neither here nor
there. We have four of those vines budded right now. The mesca, hard to get. The wood is very difficult to get. Just hard. There's one other one I'm looking at, and it's called Lacrime di Sant'Alba.
Oh, yeah.
Which is from Marky.
Good night, Carissa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to love that one. No, that would be right up your alley.
Except for the pronunciation part. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to have to nickname the wines, right?
Yeah. You better hope not more growers put these grapes in. You're going to be in real trouble.
Right, I'm already going to have to sign up for Spanish lessons. Now I'm going to need Italian lessons.
I think you just need an immersion.
Need an immersion.
I think you need an immersion.
Critical mass, you'll have to talk about it.
I know. Bernie,
I would hope that would happen in Sonoma County.
It would be awesome.
I mean, it's the perfect place for it. And like we talked about before, the history and the heritage, but also just I think the climate seems to love
these. If you look at what's going on, Napa is becoming Cabernet and Chardonnay, period. Period, done, over. They have torn everything else out because they get $10,000 a ton for Cabernet.
Right.
So
it's a business model, yeah.
Yeah, so it makes, everything's going. Merlot, everything's good. So Sonoma County has got tremendous variety. You can buy just about any grape, that you've heard of before.
Sure.
And then some. If you look at the crush report, you'll see that every year there's a couple more new, what's that? Where'd that go? I didn't know about that. You'll see little loads here, there.
No, and I think I do get asked a lot about sort of the overall sustainability of our region, viability of our region long-term with climate, with anything, just interest in wine. And I think that is where Sonoma County has such a special opportunity, is that we can grow the classics, the Pinots and the Cabs that consumers are familiar with, Chardonnay. But I think to really keep a long-term interest, to bring in new people to the wine category, which is what we're striving to do, period. Mm-hmm. These interesting varietals and sort of rooted in history and legacy of family, it's just a perfect match. So
absolutely. And you have a story, like you said, when people walk in the door and they're like, what are you about? You have a very clear answer.
Yeah.
Little Italy in Sonoma is what they are.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's really great.
Italian roots in Sonoma County soil.
Whoa.
It's catchy, right?
I think you've thought about this.
Wait a minute.
Right.
That's pretty great.
Well, we have had a ton of fun talking with you both. I mean, the stories, the wines, everything is amazing. And I do hope to see more Italian varieties continue in Sonoma County. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark and Bernie Orsi.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, Carissa, that was fun.
I know. I could listen to Bernie's stories and stories for Italy forever.
I mean, I love it. I love everything about it. Certainly, I mean, it's a great place to visit.
Yes.
Great wines, great, just that lineage back is all just exactly what Sonoma County is about.
Yeah, people should go check out. So OrsiFamilyVineyards.com if you want to make an appointment. Again, they're open 5 days a week, just closed on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. And I think going to sign up for Elvis in August. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, how much fun is that? Sit outside, great wine, and Elvis.
And Elvis. I mean, how many Elvises might appear? Sometimes it's not just one Elvis.
Yeah, like you get older, younger Elvis.
There's like Elvis Con, isn't there? Like Santa Con, there's an Elvis Con where everybody, like,
why do you
million?
Know this, Virginie? Why? Why is this in
I am
your...
alive in this world. That's how I know this.
No, but great wines. And in fact, I mean, turning to our Tuesday night wines.
Yep.
And I got to go in with Orsi because, I mean, after hanging out with Bernie and Mark, how do you not continue to enjoy their wines as the week goes on? So I'm doing one that I can somewhat pronounce. It's their red, the Montepulciano. And I did it with as much of a accent as I could possibly muster. So sorry, folks.
German accent.
Yeah, I've got my, there's, what can you do? But this is their 2021. I'm going to drink from Joy Creek Valley. Really excited to drink one of their reds. And I think they said they're almost sold out of it. So
yeah, they do a great job. I am always game on for Italian wines in general, but certainly Italian whites. So I think the 2022 Fiano is... could be my every Tuesday night wine.
I was gonna say,
with, a few other things mixed in once in a while, but great, crisp, refreshing,
I love that wine.
Acid-driven, lovely.
The first time I went to their tasting room, I took a couple of those the bottles of that home.
Did you pay for them?
I did.
Okay, that's good.
I don't just walk out of tasting room.
I know.
I'm sorry. I brought, paid for, and brought some of those wines home because I absolutely loved it. So.
Okay, so quickly before we wrap, what can people do today or tomorrow at the
Heelsburg Wine and Food? Yeah, so if you're listening, the grand tasting is in full effect. As we mentioned, we're pre-recording the show because it's the Heelsburg Wine and Food Experience today on the 18th. So head on up to Heelsburg. The grand tasting is right there behind Hotel Heelsburg, and you can buy tickets at the gate or the door. Also visit HeelsburgWineAndFood.com, and there might be a few passes left for the big Coppola brunch pool party on Sunday. So two great events still to check out. Hope to see you all there. We will be there wandering around drinking great wine.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on the Good Stuff Hour today. Thank you to our guests, the Orsies, from Sonoma County to wherever you are. Remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.